Get Out is a horror film about race. And as much as horror films have not ever been overtly about race, but have featured sort of racial implications, some of the more common ones being that sort of a black guy tends to be killed early on if he's not the main character, and that there tends to be a gender dynamic, usually a white woman who is the victim of the ultimate sort of perpetrator, or in the slasher genre particularly. So what we have here is Jordan Peele from the brilliant Key and Peele sketch comedy show, who used race as such a lightning rod there, particularly in going back and forth between this sort of, for lack of a better word, a white blackness and a black blackness, which is to say an urban vernacular and sort of a non-urban, sort of suburban vernacular, which would seem to be coming from a privileged position, like an Ivy League discourse. So here he brings his love of horror films to, and the films produced by the horror showcase of Blumhouse Productions, and that's sort of Jason Blum, who's come out with the M. Night Shyamalan revival in his horror, the last two horror films that he did, and as well as all of the sort of insidious, sinister, new wave of good horror films being made. Anyway, what's Get Out? What is the movie about? It's a brilliant film about race in America. It's a horror film. It's a thriller. It's sort of Guess Who's Coming to Get Dinner, but a remix and reboot of that, and sort of like how DJ Shadow remixed Birth of a Nation to a DJ set a few years ago and toured museums to perform it live. This is a remixing of horror films and rebooting them sort of with what ultimately becomes one of the better, I think one of the critics called it the best film about slavery ever made. It's really one of the best films about race and the tensions of race. Here, a quote-unquote white girl brings her sort of black boyfriend home for the weekend to her liberal elite family. The mother's a hypnotist, Catherine Keenan. The father's a neurosurgeon. And what the film ultimately becomes about, spoiler alert, it becomes a slasher film in which the black guy is the defendant, and it incorporates police brutality, tension, incorporates the sort of microaggressions. It's a film full of microaggressions and the terror of microaggressions. If you've ever heard the phrase microaggressions and rolled your eyes, you have to see Get Out, which is perhaps the best film ever made about microaggressions, and will probably do wonders to those who see it in terms of helping them experience what it might feel like to have a microaggression perpetuated against them. It's also set in the backdrop of sort of this type of eugenics, and really historically accurate in as far as the type of horrors being committed against black bodies, the fetishization of black bodies by sort of white culture. These are all elements in what make Get Out such a thinking person's horror film, and without sacrificing any of the visceral thrills and terror Jordan Peele has made an incredible film. It might surprise some that it's a horror film, but nonetheless, it's one of the best films of the year, if not the best.